Selecting properties to show. All the qualifying interview questions should be geared to help you analyze the buyer's tastes and determine what kind of property is most likely to appeal to this buyer, as well as what he can afford. Based on this information, you will plan your selection of properties to be seen and the sequence of showing them. Buyers can usually give you a list of the amenities that are musts versus those they would like to have. Based on the musts, their price range, location preference, and available or listed properties, you will make a decision about which properties to show. If buyers call you about a particular advertised property or as a result of a for sale sign, this property should also be included in your sequence, unless it is out of their price range. The buyer's book. An excellent tool that you can use when showing property is a buyer's book. The book is digitally created using software specifically designed for real estate agents. If you do not have this type of software, you can create the book using the Multiple Listing Service, MLS, and an information sheet. In the book, you should include bullet a map of the area you plan to show, highlight all the streets on the map where you will show properties, bullet information about the community, including tax structure, HOAs and fees, schools, libraries, recreational facilities, transportation, and access to major highways. You can also include copies of deed restrictions for the subdivisions, which are readily available from the local title companies. Bullet and MLS printout for each property you will show. These should be in the order that you will show them, so that buyers can make notes on each as they view the properties. Bullet a sheet showing the monthly PITI payment for the property, assuming full price with 5%, 10%, 15%, and 20% down payment, and a 30-year amortized loan at current rates. Include mortgage and taxes and homeowners or hazard insurance in this number. These numbers give the buyer an excellent tool to help in the evaluation process. Bullet a blank sheet of paper or a buyer evaluation sheet for the buyer to take notes about the most appealing features. Include statements such as, "I would like to own this home," or "I would be interested in owning this home if it were priced at dollar," for the buyer's responses. Bullet the seller's disclosure notice. As you show properties, be sure the buyer picks up the seller's disclosure notice on each property. Later, if the buyer decides to make an offer, it will provide valuable information. Bullet. Once you have your buyer's book assembled, call the listing agents to make appointments to show the selected properties. Try to be as flexible as possible in setting up times for viewing. Showing property. As you begin viewing properties with your buyers, it is essential to ask for feedback and listen to their comments continuously. Do not be afraid to change the itinerary if their reactions are not what you expected. Flexibility is an integral part of successful sales. As you approach properties, whenever possible, travel a route that is attractive and informative. Drive past nearby schools if these are important to your buyers. A golf course, tennis courts, baseball field, or park may be on the way. Take advantage of these community amenities. Remember, of course, that negative features must be disclosed, but an attractive route can be an excellent marketing tool. Your goal is to present the property as attractively, yet as honestly as possible. If the property has terrific curb appeal, then park across the street to give the buyers a panoramic view of the property for a great first impression. Tell the buyers why you parked there and invite them to share the lovely view. As you tour a particular property, listen to the buyer's comments about it. Point out features that meet your buyer's requirements and end such statements with phrases like, "Don't you think so?" or "Wouldn't you?" Phrases that lead to a yes response will remind the buyers of their goals and intentions. Make positive statements about each room. Do not simply enter a room and say, "This is the living room." Instead, as you enter, comment on the room's spaciousness, exposure, view, or some attractive built-in feature. Once you have commented, listen to the buyer's responses. If your buyers are unusually quiet, ask questions to draw them out and help you understand their preferences. Also, before showing a property, do your homework. Be prepared to answer the buyer's questions regarding features of the property and its availability. Do not be critical of the property as you are viewing it. Instead, listen to the buyers. If they spot a feature they cannot stand, then do not try to convince them it is good. For example, a buyer says, "I really can't stand this purple countertop in the master bath." Your response should be along the lines of, "I agree. Is this a problem you are willing to deal with? Would you consider redecorating to draw attention away from that?" If the buyer says, "No," then it is a good idea to move to the next property. It is not a good idea to argue or defend the property against the buyer's complaint. The buyer has given you information about himself. Use it positively to help find the right property, not in a way that will turn the buyer against you. You must keep the buyer involved in the showing process. Continue to ask pertinent questions of the buyers. Continually point out the features and benefits of each property shown. Ask the buyer to compare the amenities of one to another. Comparing feature by feature is often better than trying to compare property to property, which can be overwhelming. Focus on the features that are of key importance to your buyers. For example, if your buyers love cooking or are chefs by trade, then you could ask, "How does this kitchen compare to the others we have seen? Which would you most enjoy cooking in?" Remember to take each feature individually, ask for comparisons, and stick to the features that are important to your buyers. Facts. Buyers want to know about a property. Find out as many facts about a property as possible and realize that emotions are more important than facts in a buyer's decision-making process. Never contradict a buyer's opinion on a property, even if it is counter to the preferences he or she stated in the beginning. Buyers have many questions for their agents. Do your research ahead of time to be prepared to answer questions about bullet location of transportation, schools, churches, shopping, and recreation. Bullet asking price, mortgage terms, down payment information, interest rates, and monthly payments. Bullet age of house, roofing, plumbing system, and wiring. Bullet number and size of rooms. Bullet size of lot. Bullet average cost of utilities, water, sewer, gas, electricity. Bullet taxes, assessments, liens. Bullet special features, pool, landscaping, lake or river rights. Bullet why the sellers are selling. Bullet zoning and non-conforming uses. Bullet easements and deed restrictions. Bullet insurance. Buying signals. A buying signal is something a prospect says or does that indicates a favorable buying decision may occur. Examples include situations in which the prospect wants to re-examine the property. Can we go back to assumes mental ownership? Bobby can have the small bedroom. The sofa would fit right here. Requests specific details. What is the monthly payment on this one? Starts negotiating for a concession. Do you think the drapes will stay? Seeks reassurance. This is a really nice area, isn't it? Closely examines the contract. What does this section mean? Starts to sell the other party. Alice, you will love this design. Asks about the next step. What do we have to do next? General information and notice to a buyer. If you are a member of the Texas Realtors, you may present your buyer with the general information and notice to a buyer, TXR-1506. This document can empower your buyer by providing them with information on topics that can sometimes confuse the buyer during the process. TXR-1506 defines concepts like annexation and appraisal and lists some of the common environmental concerns that buyers may encounter when receiving information connected to a certain property. The document goes on to describe the inspection process and explains mandatory owners associations and what that can mean for buyers who choose a property that requires membership in owners associations. A copy of this document can be downloaded from your resource drawer. Exercising due diligence for your buyers. Due diligence is the reasonable effort you put forth to provide accurate and complete information about a property to your customers and clients. Exercising reasonable care on behalf of the buyer to secure accurate information means taking all actions that an informed professional must take and is a minimum level of service required by the Texas Real Estate Commission. It is a reasonable assumption that a trained real estate professional would know that properties built before the early 1980s might have asbestos insulation, or that homes built in the 1970s may have been painted with lead-based paint. In either case, advising the buyers to have an environmental inspection in addition to the regular home inspection would be an example of exercising reasonable care. Keep careful records of each transaction that you are involved in, including information on the property, any offers or counteroffers submitted, and any instructions given to you by your clients. Retain them for at least 4 years from the date of closing, termination of the contract, or the end of a real estate transaction as required by TREC. The 5 common hidden defects in real property. Bullet, bad foundation. Bullet, worn roof. Bullet, poor water drainage. Bullet, termite infestation. Bullet, inadequate plumbing or electric wiring. Additional items not to be overlooked. Bullet, a future surrounding land use and potential development. Bullet, insect infestation. Bullet, mineral rights and ownership. Bullet, easements and land leases. Bullet, beach erosion. Bullet, water quality. Bullet, parking availability. Bullet, special condominium assessments if applicable. Bullet, percolation tests, especially if not connected to sewers.